the Unalaska Raiders are heading north for their next basketball games. Tomorrow morning, both teams will face off against Kotzebue in Delta Junction. The boys are coming off two wins at home against King Cove. Coach Riley Spetz says this week their focus will be on rebounding.
We have some good rebounders, and we just got to get the whole group to turn their notches up a little bit and, really stretch the attitude more than it is the effort and go and almost get mean and snatch the ball out of the air. So I think rebounding is definitely going to be, an emphasis along with playing real hard team D.
Spetz expects Thursday's game will look different than the matchup with King Cove. He says Kotzebue will be a bigger team with more depth.
It's definitely going to be stretched. We're going to see what we're made of in this tournament, and we'll see where we got to go from here for sure.
In addition to the four returning travelers, half of the boys' team is traveling for the first time.
Our newcomers to the traveling squad this year, Adam Nguyen, a junior. I had Adam the last 2 years, a real hard worker. Torrance Lee is a sophomore, kind of an up-and-comer. He hit a growth spurt here in the last year, and he's doing some real good things, and, we like where he's at, and we hope he's going to keep getting better. And then John Vienna's a senior, been around the program for a couple years, and this is kind of the first time he's cracked a travel roster. Real athletic kid. Lastly is Liam Homka, junior, does a lot of things pretty well, and he's just kind of going to have to be the dirty guy for us, guy who goes in there and gets garbage buckets and good rebounds and plays defense.
The girls have a newcomer of their own, adding freshman V. Nguyen to the mix. Last year, the team faced Kotzebue, but Coach Casey Clausius says it's hard to know what to expect from just a box score.
This year, we don't know what kind of team they have. We know that they're down a little bit, according to some of their scores, but that's just so hard. They could have had somebody hurt, or they could have had somebody not playing well, or they just picked a bad day to play. We played them last year. I told the girls that if they work hard, they could have a good chance at being right there, right to the end.
After opening the season with two losses to King Cove, Clausius says the team's focus is on passing.
Against King Cove in the last couple of games when we played, the girls wanted to go for that great pass, they had to do it under a lot of pressure. And when someone's guarding you that close, how about just pass to the open person? So that's what we're going to look at, is making sure we play good defense against our opponent and passing that open person and just making sure as we're all working together and kind of being a team unity, and we're hoping for good things.
KUCB 89.7 FM will carry live coverage of the Delta Dean Cummings tournament beginning at 9 a.m. tomorrow with the girls. The boys take the court at 10:30.